I'm Mitch Wertlieb with this VPR News. For many new mothers, breastfeeding is a boon. It's healthy for them and for their babies, but some mothers have more milk than they can use and others have less or none. VPR's Charlotte Albright takes a look at two different ways mothers are sharing their milk in northern New England.
About 10 years ago, a Burlington mother named Topaz Weiss suffered a tragic loss. Her infant was stillborn.
It was 16 weeks old, and I went home and was told basically that, you know, that's it, that's the end. And all of a sudden, I had breast milk. And they said, well, you couldn't possibly have breast milk because breast milk doesn't come in until 20 weeks. And I said, I got these pumpkins in front of my chest, and what am I going to do about them?
She pumped her milk and froze it for the child she and her husband hoped to adopt. 4 months later, they welcomed that baby, but she was so hungry that she exhausted her mother's stored supply. So her lactation nurse made an introduction.
And she hooked me up with another woman in town who was a nurse and who had also just had a baby and who had an abundant supply of breast milk. And her freezer was overflowing with it.
Weiss became part of an informal network of mothers who shared breast milk in the Burlington area. Some collected token fees, others exchanged milk for services like childcare. Weiss asked her donors to have their blood screened for disease, medications, and harmful antibodies, and she got copies of those results.
I had a face-to-face relationship with the women who were supplying breast milk to my children.
These days, though, more and more mothers are using Facebook to find milk donors. Weiss prefers face-to-face meetings, but she believes there's nothing wrong with the internet marketplace as long as all parties understand the risks of sharing a bodily fluid that can harm as well as help a baby. Medical providers call this informal networking casual sharing. Some worry that the supply that passes from mother to mother could be tainted. Lisa Lomadries, lactation specialist for Dartmouth-Hitchcock Medical Center, notes that breast milk is a body fluid and that it can transmit medications taken by the mother, or worse.
And so there's a risk if you don't know the donor of the milk. There's a risk that parents are exposing their baby to HIV, hepatitis, so it's risky.
Dartmouth-Hitchcock stocks lab-tested pasteurized breast milk. Lomadries says the supply comes from the Mother's Milk Bank of Northeast, based in Massachusetts.
To have access of donor milk on the birthing pavilion is quite progressive, and it's something that I'm actually proud of the hospital for providing that for patients.
The University of Vermont Medical Center now also stocks pasteurized breast milk, which it buys from a bank in Ohio. According to the Human Milk Banking Association of North America, there are only about 19 periodically inspected nonprofit breast banks in the United States. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.